This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Kind of music Ben Davis used to listen to when he was getting ready to play a baseball game with Tony Gwynn. It was real-time baseball. This is real-time baseball today.
Real-time.
Just one-on-one. One-on-one baseball.
Mano y mano.
No Tony Gwynn to bail me out. Hey, Tony, can you go hit for me? All right, so we look forward to today and hope that you're there. Plymouth White Marsh High School in 3 hours, 12 noon, under the blistering sun. The hotter, the better, because I think he sweats like a pig.
Wow.
I was not expecting that.
That escalated quickly.
You know, why not? I'll take a shot. Phil's loss last... Actually, real quick, before we go to the phones, Phil's loss last night, frustrating loss. You heard there in the update, the Inside the Park homer. Rob Thompson was asked a tremendous question after the game, and I thought gave a good answer in the way he didn't answer the question. This is a classic deflection by a manager, because he knows the truth, but he can't admit the truth. Here's a great question and Topper's answer after the game.
You're caught in the corner. I mean, do you feel like you have enough down there in the bullpen, maybe when you don't have one of your guys on a given day?
Well, you know, it was just the structure of their lineup and where we were at in the seventh that we felt like it was Strom's inning, because we'd already used Banks early. It was a four-inning stint for tying it. I thought he pitched great, and I thought he pitched better as the game went on. Stuff got better. Command got better. Very encouraging.
All right. I mean, you know, Jody, you know the deal. He's asked, do you have enough relievers? He knows the answer is no. He's not going to say no.
Right.
So you just talk around it.
He did a good job. But let me just add this to the mix, because he did comment on Walker. And this is either Topper or the pitching coach or Dombrowski or anybody. They've jerked him back and forth. And they continue to say that they're not jerking him back and forth.
Right.
He's a starter. Well, we're not going to start him anymore. Well, we had to put him back in. We're putting him back in the pen. He's going to stay as a pen guy. And they put him back in as a starter.
But look why.
Right, but you have to say that ahead of time. You can't just say he's in the bullpen and then put him back in as a starter.
Well, but
you either have to say, and this would be a good hedge, since you're talking about him hedging, which he did a nice hedge last night, we'll play it by ear. We believe in Taiwan, that he's good enough, that if we've got to move him back and forth, he's got to be a spot starter. We can put him back in a pen. He can get outs for us. No, they're pretty damn definitive that, oh, no, he's not going to start anymore. And then he is. Can't do that.
Well, I think you can, because to me, here's why I disagree with you. You go back a month ago, we thought they might have 7 starters on July 8th. And right now they got 4. Because the reality is Mick Abel flamed out.
We're not sure about Lizardo either, and he goes.
Well, that's
afternoon.
True, and I'm counting him as one of the 4. But you're right. Yeah. Okay, but like, let's view it the way we thought: 7, Abel, at least for now. Painter, got rocked again yesterday, at least for now. And Nolan not ready. So, like, it is what it is, man. I mean, I hear you, Jody. I'm sure they did tell him, hey, we do intend to keep you in the bullpen a month ago. But you know what? Circumstances changed.
Let me address the three guys you're talking
too
about.
Too bad.
Nola was hurt when they said, yeah, we're not pulling back into the rotation.
But it's going on for a long time, probably more than they initially thought.
Well, you have to cover yourself.
They did. You know what they did? They put Taiwan back in the bullpen. Get your $18 million a year ass out there. I mean, back in the rotation.
I'm not questioning the move. I'm questioning the statement leading up to it. He's in the pen. He's going to be in the pen. Well, you got a kid, Abel's got all of four starts under his belt at that time.
So what do you want?
You got a kid, Painter, who's never thrown a pitch in the big leagues, and you believe he's going to be good when he comes up, but he's not. And you got a guy who's hurt, and you didn't know when Nola was coming back. Got a hedge.
No. I bet you privately with him they did. I bet you they said, hey, we're going to the bullpen. It might be the rest of the year, but hey, we might be putting you back in the rotation.
I'd like to ask Taiwan that question.
By the way, let me ask. Okay, so we got five questions for Mackerman. Question three, Jody. I asked this to Ruben yesterday. I want to get everyone on the record right now. Starting with you, Jody. Here's the question. Most likely to get a postseason start. Here are your three choices. Because as of now, it's clear Wheeler, Ranger, and Sanchez would get a postseason start.
Yep.
A month ago, most likely next guy would be Lizardo. I'm not sure it is. Most likely to get the fourth start in the postseason. Lizardo, Nola, Painter. I think it's Nola, Jody. What say you?
Yeah, I think it's... I've kind of thought it was Nola all along because I just... And you know the question I asked the Ruben follow-up. How much does moving that person to the bullpen and how effective will they be, does that factor into starts? And Nola's never thrown a pitch in relief in his life.
Yeah.
He's been a starter his whole life. So you're either going to make him inactive with 5 years to go on his contract with how much money to go, or he starts. It's one or the other.
Ben,
he's
Jody
not a
right?
bullpen option.
Is Jody right, Nola?
He is.
I think so too, right?
I think so, yes, without a doubt. And I think you have to have, in this day and age, I think you have to have a power arm coming out of the bullpen. And I think that would be more so Lizardo. Because he has the power arm. He can eliminate lefties and righties.
Yeah.
And he's a high 90s guy with a good sweeper.
I'm now looking forward to Nola coming back. A month ago, it was like, not going to get anything from this guy this year. Now I'm like, kind of need him.
I mean, I have not a lot of confidence that Nola can, you know, come back and rehab, can get back in shape and pitch the way he did last season and in previous seasons in such a short amount of time. For the post. Like,
well,
it's already July.
Listen, you might be right, and maybe it doesn't work out. I'll say this. We had a similar conversation about Bryce Harper in 2022. I think that was the year, right?
I just feel like pitching's different.
Right? 2023 was when he came back. No,
but I thought he initially was out with the elbow.
Then he DH'd. 2022 was when he DH'd, yes. Yeah.
Devin, do you see Noel? He's down in spring training area, right? So you don't see him when you're covering the team?
Surgery.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
Isn't he in Clearwater?
Yes.
I don't know where
he's down there.
I haven't seen him since he first spoke about and they talked about his stress fracture in his rib. Yeah.
Ray, are you looking forward to Nola coming back? Is that where we now are?
I think that's being a little much to say.
Looking forward to who?
No, but Taiwan, it depends
which version of Nola. The story no one's talking about, Painter obviously is not ready.
No, he's definitely
like,
not.
I don't know if people, because I know most people don't follow the minor league thing day to day.
No, I watch his games when I can.
He is not ready.
When they're streamed, I watch them. That's like how excited I was about him. Not too much. Here's the thing with Nola.
You can't give up five runs every game and be the guy that comes up to save the season. That's ridiculous.
Here's what
in
I
the
think
minors.
With, yeah. I, what I think with Nola is he was a lot more injured than he was letting on. And I think they knew that he was dealing with something. I've had issues with how they've dealt with injuries this year. Because I'm worried a little bit about Ranger.
Yep.
So I think that he was more injured than letting on and, you know, saw these young guys, saw Ranger and Ranger and Sanchez and Lizardo and how well they were pitching and didn't want to give up that spot.
Possible.
I mean, so
certainly possible.
I think if he's completely healthy and they gave him all this time to heal, I'm okay with him.
I am too. I'm not out on Nola at all.
And on the Painter front,
yeah.
And I get it. He's the future. And the Phillies have a lot of eggs in his basket. I continue to hear every once in a while somebody defend him by saying, well, he only had one bad inning. guess what? Romano only had one bad inning last night, too. Right. Didn't really work out well.
Sure.
That's not an excuse. That's not an acceptable excuse or explanation for me. Oh, he only had one bad inning. The other three innings were real good. But he gives up three runs in the other inning.
Yeah.
That doesn't cut it. That doesn't get you to big leagues.
But you also don't know. I mean, he could be down there and say, we want you to work on this particular inning or this particular
inning.
That's
fair.
To say, you know what, we need you to throw all changeups this inning just to see how you can command those pitches. So you don't know, you know, maybe you have an unbelievable fastball that you know the other team's not going to hit, but you're like, you know what, we want you to work on your off-speed
but
pitches.
Then let me ask you this, Mr. Baseball Construction Team.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wise? He's supposed to be prepping to get ready to come up and make a contribution to the Major League Philadelphia Phillies in the last 2 months of the season. If he's still working on stuff, then you're going to throw him in to start a game in August when you need a win? No. You have to be Major League ready.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're now in July. If they wanted to do that with him in April, oh, sure, yeah, work on this stuff. Because in spring training, everybody does. March, he didn't pitch in March.
Yeah.
So April, yeah. There had to be a point at some point where you go. Fire the gun.
No,
the race is off. There's no more working on things. There's just getting outs.
All right. A lot to chew on here. Let's go to Dom in Philadelphia. Dom, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
All right. I want to start off by saying love your radio show.
Thank you.
Even though I'm a Mets fan. I have one question in regards to the competition.
Sure.
What's the verdict when Jack decides or says that he can't continue to pitch because his arm feels like it's going to fall off?
If it's during the competition, that's a win for the other guy. I mean, in any of these things.
If he quits, he wins. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
if we're
playing hoops and I sprain my ankle and I can't go, he wins. Like, that's once the competition's begun, you don't get a redo because the guy gets injured. Now, you might delay the next competition. That's reasonable. But if a competition has begun and someone suffers an injury, you either got to play through it, or if you tap out.
The guy in Wimbledon had to quit in the middle of the match because he tore his pec.
That's it. I mean, that's sports.
Okay. And I just want to say this to Jack. After toting how, you know, he's still got it. He's, he's pitched before at the collegiate level, and you're not an athlete.
Yep.
If you win today, Jack Fritz, you're a bum. I don't want to hear anything you're talking about, Jody Kim. Nothing.
Dom, I'll see you in heaven as well.
Oh.
Dom, give me
Get
a...
crowded up there.
Just killing a lot of people off today.
Dom, give me a fictional showdown.
Tom and Jerry.
So I put that in like the...
Same thing as Wile E.
Yeah.
Coyote.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just be annoyed at each other forever and then just run around and chase and... which one?
Yeah, that's more of like a rivalry or like a ongoing feud.
Yeah, I mean, a showdown is it's leading up to this.
Yes.
So what are we leading up to? Episode 3, Tom and Jerry. Episode 5. Episode 9.
900.
Right. I mean, you can't lead up to a showdown 700 times. A bad answer,
mm-hmm.
But great call by that guy. Wise man on the me and Jack front. Let's go to Martin in Valley Forge. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
I mean, we're doing pretty good, man. I mean, I'm getting ready. I got 2 hours and 44 minutes
of
showtime.
You sound like you're drinking your own Kool-Aid, which is the only way to go into a batter's box. I like it.
Look, Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
Yeah.
As far as, like, seeing your face goes, I'm wondering if you were smart enough to, like, get on the internet and get a T-shirt that actually enlarges your face so we can see your face twice while you're in a batter's box.
Interesting. I did not take that step. I plan to wear a Randall Cunningham Tecmo Bowl shirt, but
I like that. I like that. That has swag to it.
Thank you.
All right. So Ben, before you leave, what are the chances? Like, I hear Kwan's name from Cleveland as an outfielder, and then obviously they have a Class A. Is his name, and he's also a Class A closer over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much would we have to mortgage the future to look at both or even one of them, in your opinion? Or do you think that's just talk? Because I think as much as everybody wants Dombrowski to do stuff, I don't see what you go get. That's the problem I'm having. I don't see what you go get.
Yeah, you would have to, for those two in particular, which I would absolutely love to have both.
Could you imagine?
You'd have to send out a lot. You would have, it would take a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. I like either one of them. I like either one of them in that scenario. And then, do you see like a good market, or is it kind of like, do you read the tea leaves to say like, we might be standing pat just because there's no one to go get because of our stance on prospects and our fear of repeating the 08 mortgage?
No, I think I don't know what they're willing to give up, but I'll be honest with you, there's not a whole lot out there. There's just not.
That's
a bad market.
I had a whole talk.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's not a good time to be in searching for, you know, relief and also an outfielder.
And by the way, this is where it really was and still is important that guys like Painter, Abel, and Crawford develop quickly to be options for October. And they might not be. I mean, listen,
nice if Abel could have gone one more good start, and then you've got some real sell power, but he threw himself right out of that, unfortunately, and I know that kid's been battling, so I don't want to talk bad about him. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, look, he went backwards. I mean,
I don't think it hurts his trade value that much. He's shown that he can compete at the major level. He's 23 years old. Like, major league teams understand development. It's not linear.
But what it very much might do is dissuade the Phillies from using him on their own roster in October.
Possibly.
No,
absolutely.
Very possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen. Martin, I need an answer from you. Fictional showdown.
All right, if it hasn't been said, is it not the Karate Kid versus Johnny?
Ooh, that's a big one.
That's a great answer, dude. That's crane kick, all of it.
It's the whole movie that you're...
It's leading up to it the whole time.
That's a big...
It's a great answer.
That's a big... As of now,
it's a good one.
I think that's the best we've had so far. The Rocky and Drago's big as well. Al Morgani weighed in on me and Fritz and his expectations. Very, very clearly, he believes one of us has a far better chance to win than the other. Let's listen to Al.
Camera has got no chance.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm picking the camera to win.
Fritz played baseball in school, right?
He's got to throw strikes. He hasn't thrown a baseball competitively in like 10 years.
You throw one pitch inside, and it's over.
Okay.
Throw one pitch inside, and it's over.
Wow.
That's
it.
Okay.
Wow.
So he's saying I'll cowered out?
He says you had no chance.
He said, I have no chance, and he's saying because I'll, be afraid of the baseball?
Yeah, he's saying one high and tight, and you're just going to check out of the competition.
Look, it's a mental game. You just
disappointing from Al. He has not been paying attention.
If he wants to hit me, he can hit me. I mean, Ben, let me ask you a question. Because sometimes I joke around. This is not a joke on this one. So ball's coming right at me. Now, I know I have an obligation as a hitter to technically try to get out of the way.
Right.
Like, there's that obligation. Umpire theoretically can say, you didn't make any attempt, you don't get first base. Unlikely that occurs, but okay. Let's just say ball's coming to me. Do you recommend, like, what parts of the body would you say it's in my best interest to take getting hit by the pitch? And what parts of the body, like the elbow, the ankle, are there parts where you'd say, and obviously the head. The head goes without. Like, obviously I will duck if the ball's coming to my head.
Right.
But if it's like other parts, are there parts you'd say, Joe, it's really not to your advantage to get hit?
I would say anything that's bony. So your knee, your elbow, your ankle, obviously.
Hand.
Foot, yeah.
And the thing is, it's tough, especially with my limited experience against an 80-mile-an-hour fastball, right. And I mean, I haven't been playing. Just, like I don't expect to have Barry Bonds' eye on, like, oh, this is going to be my forearm versus my elbow. Right. I mean, I'm lucky if it's my forearm versus my freaking ass.
Yeah, I don't know how guys, like someone like Chase Utley, like if a ball's coming at me at 95, I don't know how you don't get out of the way of it. Like, you just turn into it. Just if it ball.
How much does it hurt?
Well, it depends on where it hits you. I think it hits you in the butt. It ain't going to hurt. But just make sure if it is, just turn away from it. Like, turn back towards the catcher. Like, just don't jump.
Protect the face, right?
Yeah, protect the moneymaker.
And it's okay if it hits the back. Yeah, if it hits the back,
the back is okay. Yeah, yeah. Ribs.
Trickiest one is the ribs.
Yeah, the ribs hurts.
Sounds like it hurts. No matter what.
The ribs hurt.
And the ribs are a spot that gets hit frequently. I mean, that's a pretty exposed area.
Not if you get away from the pitch the wrong way, then yes. But if you turn away from it, it's going to hit you in the back.
And so if I turn toward the ump.
Mm-hmm.
Toward the catcher to protect my face, the umpire is not going to rule me as not having tried to get out of the way of the pitch,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
He'll know that I was trying to protect my front side.
Yeah, that you're trying to get out of the way of it. Yeah. That's
trying to get out of the way of the worst part that it could hit me.
Correct.
Okay. And after listening to the ump on the afternoon show,
I would have thought he would have said he didn't try and get out of the way, get back in the box. After hearing him on the show today, I think he'll give you a fair call. If you make any effort to get out of the way and it catches you, you'll get an H by P.
I appreciate that. So one more from Al, who clearly doubts me significantly. And he, I'll just say this, does not seem to like anything about me or a potential approach of how I could go after this thing.
And, you know, it's really hard to hit a baseball. I mean, this is not softball. We're talking hardball.
I don't think Joe's going to swing very much. He sounds like he's content with taking his walks.
Walks?
Yeah.
What, walks?
He said he's going to have a very
I care if that,
good eye.
I that would upset me so much. I mean, I would do anything not to walk.
He doesn't get it.
This is hardball.
We had to explain it to Ben earlier, which... unfortunately, I didn't want to because what he was saying was dead on right. Sure. I got to explain it to Morgani again. This is different. This is not a baseball game. This is not the Red Sox against the Phillies. It's not Pawtucket against whatever other International League team you want. It's not even Plymouth White Marsh against whatever team they play.
Great
the
point.
High school's up there.
It's not even Little League.
This is a different competition. This is not a game of baseball. The game of baseball is part of it, but it is not an actual game.
It's a game
and
of getting on base.
You shouldn't have to try and play to what would be done in a regular baseball game. This is not a regular
Jody
baseball game.
Jody is dead on right. This is a game of getting on base. Yeah. That's what it is.
I mean, look, I would prefer to rope base hits, and I'll be totally prepared to. I'm not saying I'm predicting that I will. I'm predicting that I know I can. But, I mean, if he's going to walk me, then I'll take the walk. I'd be dumb not to.
You faced Real Cormier that one time, right?
Yeah, he threw some nasty stuff.
I remember you talking about it when he came back.
Off.
Yeah, he fouled one off.
He cranks. Look, I don't know what he cranked it up to. I know he cranked up something, and I also know the ball moved in a way I had never seen a ball move before. I know, I'm being honest.
I'm sure.
It was
so,
like,
of
whoa,
course.
The ball just disappeared.
Wow, I didn't know a ball could do that.
Yeah. Ree, you've seen a lot at WIP. Does this one surprise you? I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but this has become unusually big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For a ridiculous summer competition.
It has surprised me. And I think that it only, like, it was.
Him backing out was big.
Huge.
When he backed out and then back in, and like, that was
all
big.
Of that. But when you beat him,
yeah.
Then everybody went, oh my God. Like, it just became, because I think everybody just, even I supported you, but I didn't think you would win.
Yeah.
Just all for all the reasons we've stated. But once you beat him and the meltdown was so epic. It was on.
Yeah, and I'll repeat again for those listening that haven't seen the real video. The real video of his meltdown is 100 times worse than what the public saw.
No. 1,000,000 times.
It's not even. What are we talking here?
We're talking that they showed none of the meltdown in the video, and there's like 4 minutes of video. Like I said, I saw there might be more.
Kevin, he had nine straight strokes.
Only meltdown.
I was just standing there watching. He had nine straight shots and the ball barely moved.
There were multiple F-bombs at the top of his lungs, like full-on F-bomb as loud as you can yell it.
Yeah. Wow. And that video did not get out to the public.
Why is that?
So if you want to, like, if you think he's the guy, okay. But
this is at me directly.
No, this is at the you in general.
Devin, I'll get you the video.
Thank you, Elliot.
And I watched it and just cracked up for four. It was one of the funniest videos I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen like six guys crowded around a little cell phone, dying laughing. It was the funniest thing ever.
I think my main goal here is to win this overall thing. I think my other goal is to get that freaking video released at some point. I mean, come on. And then my third goal is to get
the public needs to see it
and to get John to truly root for me, which I'm still not sure. Sure,
no,
yes.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
He's definitely not. I think at this point, he's more rooting against Jack because he's upset with Jack's performance
he's
than he is rooting for you.
No, I think he's not the performance. I think he's offended by Jack's comments about, like, you know, just
how good he was and then not backing up.
Yeah. And then how wussy he was.
I've never seen John. That really bothered John.
You know what? John is, but I've learned John gets very bothered by, like, crybabies, like Alec Boehm.
Because
you know,
John was tough. John was tough as an athlete.
Fled from
he's as tough as, like they come. As tough as they come as an athlete.
I'm with you. Like General Patton would have been reporting to John back in the day. All right, Time's Yours is up ahead. A lot of calls as well next on 94 WIP. Absolutely absurd that so many people are invested in this. Good Lord.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It really is. It is so over for Jack if I win this thing. He's got to win. He's got his guy Trey Turner in his corner. Good for him. Look, we'll find out. Reminder, Plymouth White Marsh High School, 12 noon today. If you're available, get on out there. It should not last more than an hour. I mean, there's a chance it could last, you know, 20 minutes. My guess is more like 30 to 45 minutes. But we'll see.
Could just be four straight singles and it's over.
Could be four pitches.
You know, four pitches.
Could be four pitches and donezo. But it's not going to be that. All right, so we're doing five questions with the Mac man. Jody Mack, question number four for you today, sir. And frankly, and I say this with no disrespect to you, Jody, I'm actually more interested in Ben's answer to this. But since it's five
That's
questions
all right.
with the Mac man, unless you want to defer to Ben, you want one of your questions to go to Ben?
Well, no, I'll
like
fire
you
first. You're going to ask both of us, right?
Well, I'll ask you, and then we'll get to the professional baseball players' expertise.
I would prefer to go first.
You go first. Jody, here's question number four. What is your advice to me today?
I don't think I need to give you a lot of advice because I think you understand what's going on, which has been the biggest surprise to me here. That people don't understand what is actually transpiring. It's not a baseball game. It's a competition. It's the first to get to four, arrive at first base.
By the way,
safely.
For what it's worth, even in baseball, Barry Bonds, even at the height of his heightness, would gladly take the walk. You want to walk him, he'll take it.
Like
And by the way, he was that's a 1,000 on base percentage. Like a walk's a good thing in sports.
Correct.
Let's not forget that. I mean, if you're the batter.
A 400 on base percentage is really good in Major League Baseball.
Right.
There's a handful of them that actually accomplish that, mm-hmm. and that's what you have to accomplish to win today.
So your main advice is take the walk if it's there for you.
Absolutely right.
All right, Ben, you played it. There's a lot more to it. I mean, yes. I listen, if he walks me four times, that's that. That will be dissatisfying for many, but hopefully I rope some singles. What is your advice to me, Ben?
One, breathe. Two,
in between pitches,
inhale with through your nose, out through your mouth. Just breathe.
Okay.
Trust your instincts. Like your instinct is tell you your first decision is usually the best one. Like you see it out of the hand, ball. Where you see it out of the hand, strike. Have at it. Trust yourself and just go from there. But I would say just breathe and don't be in a rush. It's not like it's panic time. You get three strikes for a reason. You know what I mean? You get three strikes for a reason.
Do you think, Ben, that the final five plate appearances will be harder on him or easier on him?
Way harder.
Oh, sure.
He will labor.
It's going to be hot as blazes.
Yep.
If you're not accustomed to doing it, it's a lot more cardio than you think. Like it's not easy to go out there and pitch. And he could run some deep ball counts. Maybe he goes a couple, you know, full counts, and you foul a couple off, and then finally you either get a hit or
I'm
a walk
hoping to
or
get him to 40 to 50 pitches.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
with two breaks in between, right?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it could be as many as three, but it could be as little as zero.
But
when he gets three outs, then there's a break. That could be after the third batter. That could be after the seventh batter.
But then he's going to come out and take some warm-up pitches again.
I would imagine.
That's even more taxing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Is it three outs?
Three outs.
Yes, and I was confused by that too, Jody. I thought it was three at bats. He has to get three outs for a break.
Correct.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it could be after five
I thought
batters.
It was just three, like you would have three breaks essentially.
Three outs.
Yeah, wow.
Right. That's why I asked. That's worse for Jack.
Way worse, because he has to keep rolling and taking it out. Yeah.
Like I said, this is going to be a test.
He walks you once or twice in the first four plate appearances. He's screwed.
All right, James, after four plate appearances, how many times have I gotten on after four?
Oh, man. Well, you want to be at two. If you're at two after four, you're in great shape.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one or two. I definitely think you will get on base in the first four plate appearances. I think you're probably going to pick it up as it goes on. So I'll say one out of four, but I think it picks up after that.
Okay. Let's go to Gary calling from Vineland. Hi, Gary.
What's up, Ammer?
Hey, buddy.
You going to swing the bat today?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Are you going to swing the bat
today?
You know, in many ways, that depends on him. I will say that I hope to, because at the very least, I would hope to end it with a big hit to left center field. But like, Gary, if he walks me, I'll take the walk. No shame here, man. Good enough for Barry Bonds, good enough for me. Gary, let me put you on hold for one moment, because let me remind everybody, when I talked to Ted Williams last week, what he told me.
There's no way that you can improve any hitter in this game. Your number one thing you're always thinking about, absolutely, is getting a good ball to hit. Good ball to hit is something you see real good, that looks good to you, that you could hit.
And, Gary, I'll be looking for that good ball to hit. But if he doesn't provide them, I'll take the walk.
Well, what if you're up two walks? Just, like, swing at something. Put the bat on the ball.
I'll take it under advisement.
All right. Can I say something to Devin? Devin, I got your sibling names beat by one.
Mm, what's that?
Harry, Larry, and Gary.
No way.
Yeah. I always said I look on the bright side. I could have been Barry.
Wow. Wait, so what? That's
just not that creative.
What is Gary short? So it's Harrison, and is Larry short for Lawrence?
No, it's literally Harry, Larry.
It's literally, okay, so just went straight up with the rhyming.
That's wild, man.
You do have me beat.
Yep. Never knew who was in trouble.
That's something.
Relatable. I get that.
All right, Gary, you got a shot to win these tickets for Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. A fictional showdown. What do you have?
How about when Arya Stark beat the Night King?
Ooh.
Yeah, now, so I don't know that that's the right way to frame it, because while she does take him down
light
in the end.
Light versus dark?
Well, it's the whole, it's the living versus the dead.
Yeah, it is.
It's the living versus the dead. Mm-hmm. I think that's the wrong answer. I mean, think of it this way. they only, I mean, they only come together
at the end
in the same scene.
Yeah, the one time.
One time mm-hmm. for 15 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a showdown.
I mean, more between them leading up to it for it to be a showdown. I mean,
it's like the whole series.
Yeah, but like when Jon Snow's looking at him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cross that ice thing around season 5,
yeah,
and they meet eyes. That's to me.
If John had been the one to actually kill him at the end, yeah. John, that would have been a great answer.
Yeah, I don't like it. I kind of like it, but I don't love it. Go ahead, John.
Where'd you get the Ted Williams clip?
In full disclosure, will say.
Hear me talk to Ted Williams last week.
I have been preparing for this competition, Jody. See, Jody, people think.
Oh my God, are you watching like old Ted Williams interviews?
Let me
psycho.
Let me put it. Yes, the answer is yes.
Love it.
Yes, you're I was watching an old Ted Williams.
You are so
remember
crazy.
He had 2010 vision.
You know, I understand, and I don't. But Jody, here's the clip from a movie that this whole thing reminds me of. You remember when Rocky's fighting Apollo, and Duke is in Rocky's corner, and Duke is in Apollo's corner, one of the early fights, and Duke says to, and he used to go by the name Tony, then they changed his name to Duke, and Tony says to Apollo, he doesn't think it's a damn show. He thinks it's a damn fight.
Right.
Finish this bum and let's go home. Like, I think Jack and Spike and Ike this whole time, like, it's been a little like, oh, a little fun thing. Like, I'm here to win. I'm here to win. So, yes, I will watch my Ted Williams interviews to learn, to prepare. I will do all that I've done. I will not detail all the rest of it, but, like, I'm prepared. I'm ready.
You'll appreciate this. I'll tie it in.
And pull that for time for drop of the week, because I'm freaking serious.
Well, I'll play it if you win. If you lose, it's going to be not as much fun to play. Yeah.
And I'm not predicting I'm going to win, because I think I'm going to lose, but you're going to get the best I got.
Tied in to what we've all been saying today about how you handle your business. Before he got his job with the Mets, my father worked for an agent who represented very famous athletes, including Ty Cobb and Ted Williams.
Wow.
And my father knew both of them. And he
knew Ty Cobb and Ted Williams?
Yeah. The reason my name Jody is because of Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb used to call my father Jody.
Get out of here.
And my mother decided when I was born, listen, we're not calling him Little Joe or Joey. We got to come up with a name. And my father said, well, Ty Cobb calls me Jody. What do you think of that? I said, all right, he's Jody.
That's amazing. 60 plus years.
But anyway, he's in the car with Ted Williams, taking him to a personal appearance, whatever. And he had played the day before at Yankee Stadium, and they were going to wherever they were going. And my father said to him, he had a home run the day before, he said, did you guess curveball on that pitch? And my father and Williams had an okay relationship. Williams looked at him in the passenger seat, looked at him and said, if you ever blanking say that I guessed again, I'll punch your lights out, kid. In the car while my father's driving, because he asked Ted Williams if he was a guess hitter.
That's so funny.
And he was so annoyed. So today, don't guess.
Okay.
If it's not a strike, don't swing.
Okay.
You gotta determine your strike zone.
Sure.
First couple at bats, you'll get better at it.
Yep.
You know what it is. You know what the ump's calling, not calling. But to start, don't guess.
Okay.
If it's not down the middle, I would take it till I get
appreciate
the two strikes.
That. If it's good enough for Ted Williams, good enough for me. Twitter poll, because they might be the two best hitters ever, Ty and Ted. Bonds is up there and a couple others, but those two are very high. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Jody, how do you think people voted? Who do you blame the most for last night's Phillies loss? The choices in alphabetical order. Well, actually, not alphabetical order. Choices are Dombrowski, Topper, Romano, Phillies hitters, meaning they only scored 3 runs.
I will revert back to yesterday because I thought the poll was going to go differently, and they ended up agreeing with me more than I thought they would. I kind of thought the audience would get it wrong. The answer should be Romano, so I'm going to say that it's Romano.
The answer is Jordan Romano. 42% say he.
Really?
23% Dombrowski, 18% Phillies bat, 17% Topper.
Wow, Topper was last.
Interesting poll result. Second poll question, should I be waving my arms around like crazy during the in between the at-bats to rattle Fritz? 61% say I should.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
We shall see. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Someone earlier said I should not, and I believe the exact phrase was, don't be a clown.
Yep.
All right.
I wonder who that could have been.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I love the segment, 5 questions with Jody Mack. It's awesome. I was wondering, is the reason you don't do 5 questions with John Ritchie because his answers would take up the entire show?
Oh, zing!
Wow.
That is a zing.
Yeah, just calling to say good luck to Joe. Hopefully Jack's like Jordan Romano last night. You take him deep, Time's Yours.
Wow. Well, I definitely won't take Fritz deep because I don't have that kind of power. Like I said yesterday, I'm more of a Pete Rose kind of hitter, but I will do my best.
Joe, I know you got a big day today, so I just want to wish you good luck. And there's just one thing I want you to do for me.
Win.
Bong!
Yeah. Yeah, Rocky too. Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, it's Marky Mark from 2 Street. I just want to wish you good luck tonight. Do me a favor. Got a lot of money riding on you, kid. I got a lot of money, and I don't need mistake. I don't need, like, Castellano swinging at the first pitch. No, I'm saying, Joe, time's yours.
Oh, I like it. What's crazy is how many people I have heard have made side bets on this. That is wild. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Here's the final question for the Mac Man. This goes out to everyone. We got to move kind of quick. Try to keep the answers to about 10 seconds. Prediction. How many people will be there today to watch? Jody?
Over 200.
I agree with that. Devin?
I'll say 300.
Benjamin?
I'll say 150 to 200.
I'm going to say 233 people.
Oh. Very exact.
Ray, do we go above or below, below 233?
Above 233.
I appreciate that. I mean, we do seem to be hearing from a lot of people, including, let's remember, the moms.
The moms group's coming out.
That's a sign. You know, when the moms group's showing up, that's, you know, people are going to be there.
The moms.
Your mom.
All right.
Your mom.
We got to come up.
Who's coming today? Your mom.
I'm a huge fan. I'm 48 years old. I'll be the first one to tell you I love the mom game.
That's great. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for the best fictional showdown. So I thought Superman and General Zod should have been said. It was not.
Is it just Johnny and...
Yes.
Daniel?
It's as simple. Now, listen, we're taking that over Rocky and Drago?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I know the whole, you know, Cold War part of it makes it tough, but...
No, congratulations to Martin with the Karate Kid, Daniel LaRusso versus Johnny Lawrence. Hey, everyone. Martin!
Yeah.
Joe and Hugh, of course, are up next. They're going to be from McGurk's. The next 5 hours of WIP programming will be through McGurk's. They'll go through the first hour of Spike, Lake, and Baban show into a Phillies afternoon baseball game. Just know this, high noon, that's in 2 hours and 8 minutes. We will be at Plymouth White Marsh High School's varsity baseball field. Three people on the diamond. You got the ump, four. Ump behind the plate. You got the ump at first. You got a pitcher, that's Jack Fritz, and you got me. I'll be ready to rock and roll. Hope to see you there. We'll talk to you tomorrow or talk to you in the next couple hours on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.